Good morning, Doreen. Thank you for agreeing to speak with us.
Oh, good morning, Marlene. It's always great to talk to you.
So people know you in the area as the probably the queen of chocolate, a woman who is writing a wonderful book called Chocolatour, and you've just come back from a wonderful trip where you attended the Chocolate Festival in St. Lucia. Can you tell us a little bit about how you ended up going on this trip?
Oh, well, sure. I was, because I'm online a lot, you know, with my work as a writer, I get a lot of different press releases and different information sent to me about different travel and chocolate events around the world. And I had received an invitation from the owners of the Jade Mountain Resort in St. Lucia, because it was they who were hosting the Chocolate Festival, and just advising me that it was happening. And I had met an owner of another resort in St. Lucia, which is the Hotel Chocolat. It's owned by a British chocolatier, and he had mentioned to me, I met him in London, and he'd mentioned to me that if I was ever going to be in St. Lucia, he would invite me to come and stay with him. So I had two invitations there before me and couldn't resist, so I put it together and made a chocolate-focused visit to St. Lucia.
So did you stay at both resorts?
Yes, we did.
Oh, that must have been exciting.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, when we got there first, we stayed at Hotel Chocolat for 3 nights, and honestly, I felt I had died and gone to heaven. It was so beautiful. Even though we did have some rainy weather while we were there, it was so spectacularly located right next to the Petit Piton, which is one of the twin volcanic peaks that St. Lucia is so known for. And after the 3 days was up and we were moving on to the next place, the Jade Mountain folks also own a beachfront resort called Anse Chastanet. And Anse means bay, so it means the Bay of Chastanet, which would have been the original owners of that bay. And we stayed there for one night because we wanted to stay one night on the beach. And then they moved us up for 3 nights after that to Jade Mountain, which is kind of built into the side of a hill. And it overlooks the bay with the twin pitons. And it's simply breathtaking. I've got no other word that could adequately describe it.
So, personally, I think Hotel Chocolat is the best name in the world for a hotel. Did you find that there was a lot of chocolate around the facility?
Well, you know, Hotel Chocolat is really known for, in St. Lucia, for having cacao-based cuisine. And so that means that virtually everything on their menu has some form of either chocolate or cocoa nibs built into the recipe, and it's surprisingly subtle in many of the recipes, so it doesn't overwhelm you or overburden you with that chocolate taste, because, you know, we were there for 3 days, and we ate all our meals there, so, you know, we wondered whether it would become, you know, tiresome almost, but believe me, it wasn't. They put even cacao in their gazpacho soup and in their guacamole and everything, and it was so delicious. Like, I've never had food that good.
Now, St. Lucia also produces cocoa beans, does it not?
They do. Surprisingly, they have a growing amount of cacao growing on the island, and they grow the Trinitario variety, which is a hybrid between the higher-grade Criollo and the lower-grade Finisterre. It's not the absolute best cacao in the world, but it is very, very delicious and produces intense chocolate that you won't forget once you taste it. It's very unique.
It sounds so interesting. Now, what are maybe two of the most memorable points you have about this tour and the people you met?
Well, without question, the most memorable moment was standing in the infinity pool that we had inside our hotel room at Jade Mountain. And I believe I sent you a link that's got a photograph of that. And there's absolutely nothing more stunning than that, because the infinity pool was quite sizable, and we could actually do laps in it, but it was located in our room, and the rooms are open there. They have no fourth wall, so you look out onto the Piton Peaks continually. There's no closing your room, and it's just so beautiful. Even Hotel Chocolat was open. A lot of the resorts on St. Lucia have what they call an open wall concept, where you have three walls, and in some cases only two walls, and the side walls might be open or whatever. So it's really neat, because virtually we were outside 24/7 for the entire week we were there.
Now, for some people coming from this area, you might think that's not very secure. Did you have any feelings of insecurity there?
No, not at all. And what would have come to my mind more than security would be bugs, because
right.
here in Manitoba we have mosquitoes and flies and spiders. And surprisingly there really were very, very few insects. I remember seeing one ant in our room in Jade Mountain, and one little gecko. They eat bugs, so geckos are good. And then in the Hotel Chocola, I think there might have been one ant as well. But honestly, there were no flies, no mosquitoes, and no creepy, crawly, ugly things. They do give you those nettings, you know, that go over your bed, just in case there are any bugs. But there weren't. Surprisingly, I was so very pleased. It was just an incredible destination.
So in terms of your book, which you are still writing and will be out soon, how does this trip fall into that picture, or is that a trade secret?
No, I can certainly share that. I went to St. Lucia for two reasons. One, because of the chocolate festival, and I have a chapter in my book that focuses on chocolate festivals and events around the world. So I will talk about the Jade Mountain Chocolate Festival in that chapter. And as well, I have a chapter on growing cacao. And so we went to two cacao plantations when we were in St. Lucia and saw how they grow it, how they harvest it, how they graft the plants, you know, how they ferment and dry the beans. So that was very interesting and educational and quite different from the process that they do in South America, because you and I spoke on the air a while back when I went to Peru and Ecuador in the spring, and the way they do the growing is quite different because every climate is different. And here in St. Lucia, they had their drying racks on rollers. So that was great because when it rained, they would roll the racks under a building so that the beans didn't get wet. Whereas in Peru, if it rained, they had to run out and put big plastic sheets over the cocoa beans so that they wouldn't rot.
So were there any major surprises for you in terms of the quality of chocolate that you tasted?
No, because I had tasted St. Lucian chocolate in London when I was there in June of 2011. So I had tasted it, and I already knew it was of superb quality. So that was no surprise. But I think the biggest surprise for me in our visit to St. Lucia was the friendliness and openness of the people. We always pride ourselves here in Manitoba as having very friendly people. But I have to tell you, we could learn a thing or two from the St. Lucians.
Sounds like a great place to visit, doesn't it?
It is. I highly recommend it to anybody who likes sun, beaches, beautiful tropical greenery, and a safe and clean environment.
So how does one get there from Winnipeg?
Well, we had to go through Toronto. Unfortunately, there are no direct flights from Winnipeg to St. Lucia, so we went on WestJet, and we flew Winnipeg to Toronto and then Toronto to St. Lucia. And there are two airports in St. Lucia, so that's something for people to keep in mind if they are either going on a cruise embarking on the ship from St. Lucia. They would go to the northern airport, which is near Castries, because that's the cruise ship terminal. And for us, who were looking for chocolate and cacao, that's grown in the southern part of the island, and the airport there is at Soufrière.
All right. It sounds like a wonderful place to go, as well as having the benefit of tasting all that chocolate.
Yes.
Now, Doreen, you are one of the highlighted people of the world for proving that chocolate travel around the world is possible no matter where you go.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's why I'm writing this book, is I really want people to know that chocolate is is something that is in every single part of the world. One of my friends was in Iceland recently and brought me an artisanal chocolate bar made in Iceland, and it was absolutely delicious, and it goes to prove, now of course they don't grow the cacao in Iceland, but he gets bags of beans sent to him from wherever he chooses to have them from, and then he makes the chocolate there, and it really was very good. So chocolate is something that you can look for no matter where you travel. Try to look for locally made chocolate bars, because those are always the ones of fresher and more superior quality.
So, Doreen, thank you for coming on the line to tell us about your most recent trip in the world of chocolate, and we will be looking forward to seeing that book published.
Thank you very much. It should be out in April, and it'll be called Chocolatour, A Quest for the World's Best Chocolate.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marlene.